Therefore, the one who talks ill of others will never be able to churn knowledge, because this is not churning gyan. And churning does not mean also to just repeat the points of knowledge or to relate the points of gyan to others or hear the knowledge. That's not contemplation or churning. Yeah, it is a part of it. But self-contemplation or churning of knowledge means even becoming aware of one's own weaknesses and becoming aware of one's little mistakes made and then overcoming them, changing them. This is part of self-contemplation. Otherwise, to just hear gyan points and relating points to others, in that everyone is very clever. The churning of knowledge is good, but self-contemplation has a very subtle meaning, which really indicates that you have to know your own self. Because why is Baba saying this? Because at the end, when the result will be out, at that time, it will not be mentioned in the result that how much this soul churned knowledge or how much knowledge he or she used in service. But before the last result will be declared, there is need to transform the self completely. Therefore, self-contemplation also means to transform the self. It's not even saying, oh, I have this weakness, I have this weakness. That's also not enough. But if the weakness is there, then through self-contemplation, there should be a transformation. So, Bhaktada is talking about the final result. And in that result, the marks will be based firstly on how much you have imbibed in you, how much you have become the embodiment of all the inculcations. Those who become embodiment of inculcations, they will automatically have those qualities in a natural form. So, in order to take more marks, you, first of all, have to inculcate what you tell others. These days, which is the common subject of your speeches, values. So what you tell others about values, you need to do the checking of them in you, in yourself first. Yes, the subject of service does add in your marks. The marks of service are added, but most important is how far you have become the embodiment of inculcations, because the percentage is different. Service may be 1% addition, but inculcation is 10% comparatively. If you cannot give gyan to others, but with your own dharna, you create an impact on others, then the marks of your service done in this way are much more than just giving gyan to others.